Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, everyone, and welcome to another segment here at God's Ordinary People. I'm your evangelist, Connie.
Well, Pastor Connie now. Hallelujah to God be the glory. But nonetheless, we welcome you to join us for this segment. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, but nonetheless, to God be all the glory. We're talking about brokenness. So here's a little song from Shekinah Glory, Broken.
What a powerful song. That's one of my favorite songs by Shekinah Glory. I actually encountered this song last year in a time of transitioning, amen, from a broken state to being restored, amen. And we serve a restoring God. And I'm so excited to have you with us on this morning. We're excited about what God is doing here at God's Ordinary People Outreach Ministries. We are just in a state of being restored. Anybody need to be restored? Amen. The psalmist writes it this way in Psalms 51 and 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Is your heart broken before God on today? Have you just been in a situation where you just needed God to come and rescue you? Have you been in situations where you felt like you've done all that God has required of you? You've put your hand to the plow and you plowed and you plowed and you plowed, and in spite of the plowing, there are some bumps, some bruises, some lumps, some words, some actions, some things that have taken place that have left you in a broken state. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The psalmist also says it this way in Psalms 34 and 18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our theme scripture for this morning, glory to God, is actually 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. You know the story of Paul with the thorn in his flesh. Paul says, it is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to vision and revelation of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such in one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body and out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities, I had to go to verse 1 to capture you in verse 9. But in mine infirmity, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that heareth of me, and lest I should exalt above measure through the abundance of the revelation. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Let me go back. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now, sometimes we were here, we may have gotten puffed up, and what my daughter would say, got your little bubble busted. We may have gotten in a place where we have exalted more of self than we exalted more of God. Amen. So a lot of times, whether it be you puffed yourself up or you allowed somebody else to puff you up, there was given a thorn in our flesh that we would only, even in times of being exalted, be able to give glory to God. So even in our broken state, we are, though people are saying, oh, they're broken, but they're still going on and they're still pushing and they're still being lifted up, we want to still be able to bring glory to God in spite of what's going on in our life. That broken state, to me, I believe, is a blessed place for the believer. You say, Pastor Connie, why would you say that? So that we, just like Paul said, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me, a thorn in my flesh, I must know, even in my brokenness, that God has to be glorified in every area of my life. No matter how many hand claps, pats on the back, salutes, salutations, whatever I get, it has to be to the glory of God. So God has placed in us a thorn or a brokenness that will keep us in the place of, Lord, not I, but you. Glory to God. Let's continue to see what Paul is saying to the people. There was given to me a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Now, remember in the book of Joel, Satan had to go and get permission from God to take some role in Job's life. Uh-huh. So we're going to continue to see what Paul is saying here. Lest I should be exalted above measure. The enemy cannot break you unless God gives him permission to break you. That just woke somebody up right there. Good morning. Good morning, glory. Hallelujah. That God had to give the enemy permission for you to be in the broken state that you're in. But your brokenness is not there to cripple you. Your brokenness there is to keep you in a place where God is not I, but more of you. Less of me and more of you. The songwriter Roy Fields talks about, Lord, I'm thirsty, I'm desperate, but I want it to be less of me and more of you. Less of me and more of you. He repeats this line over and over again in his song of praise to the Lord. I'm broken. I need you to rescue me. I'm ministering and I'm messed up. I'm doing what you called me to do. But God, what's going on? Why am I still broken? Melbourne writes it this way. I die that Christ might live. I have to die so that the Spirit of the Lord might be exalted. So when the people begin to clap their hands and they begin to hail you or deem you some great person that really is being used only by God because you're broken and jacked up, but God takes his glory and he covers us and he anoints us and he sets us in a place. He puts us in high places among great men and great women. But he must be exalted higher than where he has placed us. I'm broken. I'm broken. For this thing, I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, here is the kicker for the broadcast, here at God's Ordinary People Outreach Ministries. My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. God is saying, remain weak. So in being your weakness, you are really made strong. Because you are we are his body in this earth realm. Hallelujah. We are his body. So he don't need the body to rise up. He needs the body to be feeble so that he can be the strength in everything. Pastor Carney, but sickness is of the devil. And God said, I wish above all, are you prospering? Because in this position, we are called humble. Humble. Paul said, lest I be exalted, lest I be lifted up above measure. This is not what God has called us to. If we're going to be leaders of the Most High God, if we're going to be believers of the Most High God, it is then that we now realize that we are no longer ourselves. We now belong to the Most High God. We're saying when I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I take on the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm now filled with his spirit. Now his spirit, which is who he is, hallelujah, is now in me, which now my body, my deeds, my ways of thinking now has to die. My mind has to be transformed. My mind has to be renewed. My heart now has to be in a place where God, here I am, use me, use everything concerning me. Lest I be puffed up. I'm broken. Sometimes God will allow you to know that you know that you know that you know that you're in a broken state. Oh, that's a blessed place to be right there. It is in my season of brokenness that I hear God the most. It is in my season of brokenness that I recognize who I am in him. No, I'm not saying be a sad sack saint. I'm not saying walking around looking defeated. Let me tell you something. When you're broken, that means, God, I have yielded. I have surrendered. I break my life so that you can come forth. Except the grain of wheat falls into the ground and die, that shell has to crack. That shell has to open up so that the substance that is in that grain of wheat can come to life. Be cultivated, be watered, get the energy that it needs from the sun so they can come forth, the S-O-N, not so much the S-U-N, hallelujah. So I'm broken. So I'm broken. Oh, my shana, my sekora bahaya. Let us look and see what the psalmist also has to say. Hallelujah, glory to God. I know somebody is being blessed by this. Hallelujah. The psalmist also says in Psalms 51:8, he says, make me to hear joy and gladness that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. He didn't say you broke it. He said God has broken it. Job also said you afflicted me, but yet I will praise you. He continued to talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Broken. God, I need you to rescue me. I need to be restored. I need to be put in a place, God, now where I acknowledge that this brokenness is not from something that I've done. It's not from something that the devil did on his own. God, you're in control of my brokenness. Yeah, he says, I'm in control of your brokenness. Yeah, you're not in a defeated state because, you know, some things that now God told Jeremiah, thank you, Holy Ghost, God told Jeremiah to go down to the potter, and I want you to stand outside the window, and I want you to watch how the potter kneads the clay. Yeah, and as he began to tear it apart and rip it and smooth out and bang on it and squish it and do all of these things, that is a broken state. Before you can be beautified, you got to be torn apart. And if you're in a place of brokenness in your life right now, today, the potter wants to put you back together again, but he wants to do it. He don't want you to go get past the elder, prophet, apostle, all these people to put you back together, because what they put together, they can take apart. But what God puts together, no man can put asunder. Hallelujah. So I'm broken. I need you, God, to rescue me. I need to be restored. I need to be put back in a rightful place with you. Hallelujah. Isaiah says it this way, for thus says the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy. I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. He says, just like David said in Psalms 91, Isaiah says the same thing. If I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What does that mean? When I'm in his presence, I'm revived. I'm revived. When I'm in his presence, I'm restored. When I'm in his presence, I become whole. I don't become Connie whole. I become God whole. I don't become Pastor Falls whole. I become God. I become God whole. Hallelujah. God makes us whole. He makes us complete. That's his desire for us. His desire is to be a vessel that he can use, a vessel that he can walk in and talk in. God wants to be among his people, but he has to break his leaders so that we can, so that the people can see who he is. And not only will they see him, but you will see him. While he's embodying you and walking through you and talking through you and speaking through you, he gives you the opportunity of fellowship with him. So I'm broken. So I'm broken. God, I need you to rescue me. Hallelujah. Some of us just need to stay on the potter's wheel a little while longer because we're looking for people to puff us up. We're looking to be puffed up. We go to the mirror and say, yeah, you got this. You pulling that all together. Yeah, you preach that. You taught that. You sang that. You did that. You danced like that. Oh, but the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. God came that we might have life. He came that we might be able to preach, talk, live, move, and have our being in him. Amen. Isaiah 66 says, for my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But this is one I will look to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. Broken people know how to tremble at his word. Broken people know how to be humble and have a contrite of spirit before the presence of the Lord. How dare us get in God's presence and get exalted and puffed up and prideful and try to take his glory. One of the things that I told God when I really did accept the call to really now fully operate as a pastor, I said, God, I will not take your glory. I won't even allow nobody to come into your presence and try to take your glory. No, 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 no. I'm glad to be broken. Be glad that you're broken because now the potter, he wants to put you back together again. God knows that you're broken. He knows that you're in a state of, God, I need you to put me back together again. He knows that you're in a state of, God, I need you. He knows. He wants to fix some things that may have gotten off track along the way. He wants to straighten up some crooked places that may have gotten messed up along the way. Won't you let him do it? Won't you let him do it? Hallelujah. Be free. Be made whole. Walk in the Most High God and trust him to get the job done. So I'm broken. I need to be restored. If I'm going to be restored, take me to the King. Here's Tamla Mann. God bless you, and thank you for joining us here at God's Ordinary People Outreach Ministries.